So we were on Yud Ches Amud Aleph for the two dots. The Mishnah said Kirah Pelu Yatsa. You have to read it from a fully written Megillah. I mean, Alan Amar Rabba says Zechira Zechira Ksev Hachav Yamim Eilan Yizkarim Uchsev Hasam Ksev Zos Zikarim Basefer. This shows the connection, by the way, between the first battle of Amalek and, of course, the Megillah Malahalan Basefer. So Afkan Basefer. This is a very important idea. This was developed in the Brisker tradition. The Megillah is called the Igeres HaPurim Azos HaShenis. It's also called the Sefer, V'nechta BaSefer. So it has to be in a Sefer. So it has to be a full and complete Sefer. You can't read it by heart. It's an interesting Havamin in the Gemara that maybe what we're talking about is merely just, thinking or studying about the events of the Megillah, but how do we know that it's a formal Kriya? Again, we prove it from the original context of Zechira Samalek. These are the Psukim in Kiseitze now instead of Bishalach. Yachov Lev Shomer Lo Sishka Harishah Chasalev Amr Hamini Mekayim Zachar Bepeh. So what we're really trying to show is, as we saw in Dav Zayin, when Esther said, Kitvuni the Doros, Kivoni the Doros, is that the Megillah exists because it's part of a story that already exists in the Torah. Ksob Zosikar and Basefer establishes that the Megillah has to be part of a Sefer. And likewise, the idea of, Yachol Ian Be'alma, how do we know that it's actually a formal Kriya, is based on Zachor Ezosher Asal Chamalek, etc. So Kirah Targum Yatzeichidam Ilema Dechziva Mikra Bekar Le Targum Halim Opeh. If it would be written in Hebrew and you're saying in Aramaic, so that's saying it by heart. Tzricha Dechziva Targum Bekar Le Targum. Okay. So it's written in Targum and you said it in Targum. So how does this work? Avol Karno Seloas Laz. That if it's written in Turkish, you could read it to Turks. So Amar Kara Bel Chol Lashon Lo Yatz. So Rav Shmuel Damri Tarvayu Bel Laz Yivani. Maybe we're only talking about Greek. So Heichidami Ilema Dechziva Ashuris Bekar Le Yivanis. If it was written in Hebrew and you're reading it in Greek, that for sure is not going to work. That's reading it by heart. So, Amr Vach, Amr Lazar, Sheksuva Velaz Yivanis, that it was written in Yivanis. Amr Vach, Amr Lazar, Menai, Shekara Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Yaakov El. This is just a parenthetical remark because it's the same Amorayim. Shenemar Vayikra Lo Kael, Alokei Yisrael. Disakadai Techlam Yisbeach, Karle Yaakov El. If you think that Yaakov called it Yisbeach El, Vayikrolo Yaakov Miboyle. It should have been that Yaakov called it. So Elo Vayikrolo Li Yaakov El Umikiro El Elokei Yisrael. That Yaakov was like the ambassador of God on this earth, which is why he was called by that name. So Mesve Kiro Gifter Isivris Ilmis Madis Yivanis Loyats is Haladamya Eloha. Gift is the gift to Mivris the Ivris the Ivrim Ilmis the Ilmim Yivanis Yivanim Yatsa. So if you could read it to English to Americans or to British or to Australians, and you could read it in French to Frenchmen, Salukma Becholaz. Alu Masnis in Kibrai. So Vachin Rad Rav Shmuel Be'alma Ifn Rav Shmuel Dami Tarvayu Laz Yivani L'chol Kasher. Just like Hebrew works for everybody, they think that Laz Yivanis works for everybody, and that's based on the position of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, as we'll see in a second, of Yafta Lukim Yefes V'yishkon Bole Shem, an idea that we already encountered, Yafu Social Yefes Be'o Social Shem, the special status of Laz Yivanis, even though we don't really have it anymore today. Okay. V'aktani Yivanis Yivanim in l'chulei amalo, so in the Dabar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the time Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Asfarim l'chulei shikhtamu ala Yivanis. Lemur halachka Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Yamur halachka Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, hava min ahani b'lei shar Asfarim, aval Megillah. You might think Megillah is different than all the rest of the Kisvei Kodesh, t'chziv ba'kich sabah v'chiz manam, eimalo kamash malan. V'alo ish Hashem Ashuris Yatza, v'alo yadamai ka'amri mi. So he doesn't know what's going on, so how can he be Yotze? So again, they didn't know what's going on either. So Maskiv LaRavina Atu Anana Chastroni B'nei Aracham Ramachim Mi Adiran. He says, I don't understand the question altogether. We don't know what every word means in Megillah. Ala Mitzvahs Kriya Persume Nisa. Hachanami Mitzvahs Kriya Persume Nisa. So again, we don't have to know every single word, but we have to get the general idea of Kavadet V'Yotze, the Chiyav of Mikra Megillah, and hopefully we'll be able to decipher as much as we can. So Kira Seirigan Yatza, Seirigan again is with pausing. Lo havi yad Rabbanon my Seirigan Shemul Amasa the Rebbe, Tekamer the Rabbanon Dehay Alali Piski the Rebbe Ad Masay Tam Bichnasim Seirigan Seirigan. So again, Amasa the Rebbe used the word. She said, "Why are you coming in? Just a few of you at a time." So again, with stopping and starting. So lo havi Rabbanon my Chalug Lugos. Okay, they didn't know what those actually were. Shemul Amasa the Rebbe Damer Lelahu Gavra. Become Mevader. He was scattering pirpachini, which is a certain kind of, Rashi says, pickly blah. Sounds like pickles. Okay? She said, "Admataya ata mefazer chalug lugeif." Okay, so I looked in the dictionary; it's a purse line, whatever it is. But again, they're all learning these words from Amasa Devei Rabbi. Again, Kavan Nesames Mishamara Amasa Devei Rabbi. We learned important halachos from her as well. But end of life care, Rabbi was very sick. The Gemara in Ksubas Kuf Gimel says that the rabbis were davening, and she felt it was inappropriate. They should just let him go in peace. So she dropped something off the roof, and it broke, and it made a very loud noise, and that was able to, you know, end the discomfort and the suffering for Rabbi. Okay, so lo habir Rabbanan Mai Sal Salatur Mecca Shemuel Amasli Rabbi Davas Amr La Ugavra Davim Hapich B'Mazi. He was playing with his hair. Amalei Ad Masi Ata Misal Sil Bisarich. Right, Rashi says Lashon Chipus V'Hipuch. So when the pasuk says Sal Salatur Mecca, that we should, you know, sort of be me'ayin and investigate and interrogate Kadosh Baruch Hu's action, will be, through the Torah, really, it will be an elevating experience. Okay. Lavi Yadi Rabbanan by Hashlich Hashem Yavach, Amar Rabbi Rechan is in Bechada, Vazilna Bahadi Ha'utaya. So there's an Arab, who is, going along with Rabbi Rechan, Vikadarina Tuna, Vamar Li, Shkul Yahavech, Vishadi, Agamloi. So he said to him, take your yahavech, which means your burden, and put it onto my camel. So again, from that I knew, you know, that what yavach means is a burden. So they knew that it meant a broom. Again, it's a very important idea. We can learn things from everybody. So Tanu Rabbanan Kira Seirigin Yatsa, person who reads it Seirigin, they fulfill their obligations. The question is, what exactly is the gather? So Seirusin means the Mafrei Lo Yatsa. Munam Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Afis Seirigin Im Shaked Eligmar Is Kula Chozer LeRosh. We have this halacha in other areas. Let's say by Tfila, if you wait such a long time that you could have finished the whole thing, you have to go back to the beginning. So Rabbi Yosef. Halach kerev muna shem rishem Rabbi Yehuda that you can't pause for so long. By the Rabbi Yosef, kidei ligmor eskula mehecha. How do you measure it? To kav the seifa, dilma me'reishal the seifa. The amount of time it takes you to read the whole Megillah, or from where you are, right? If you're in Perek Yod, there's only two pesukim left. So amalei me'reishal the seifa dimkein asaf v'rach l'shiurin, because otherwise there'd be no way to measure it. So again, about 30 minutes, whatever it is, if you pause. Amar v'adam reir v'ramam rav halach kerev muna shmol mar ein halach kerev muna. We don't pass like Rav Muna. You can still be Yotze even if you're showing that Ligmar is cool. Shmuel Amar Alach Rav Muna. Rav Yosef Nakad Rav Bibi Biyadach. We should pass in this way because we know Shmuel was always Choshesh for Das Yachad that was Machmir, just like Rav Meir was Choshesh from Yuta. So Shmuel was always Choshesh for Das Yachad that was Machmir. You have a woman whose husband died, and they didn't have any children together, and she's waiting for one of the brothers to do Yibum or Chalitza. So now one of the brothers, instead of doing Yibum or Chalitza to her, so he marries her sister, or is that Kiddushin rather, not Nisuin to her sister. Before you do Nisuin, so you should wait for the Nisuin until the Acha Gadol, sort of the first in line, does a Maisa. He takes care of it, and he does the Yibum, or the Chalitza. So Rashi says, Ava ba'ora yivama lefanai, lefnei kulan, excuse me, lachot oliyabim, harei ki lecholachad ki ishto al yidei zika zibum, ve'asar be'achosa mishum achos isha. The kasabar yish zika afilu betray. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiro's theory is that this woman has sort of like a default status of mizukekes, of attached to all of the brothers, right? And that was a das yachid, because everybody else said, if there's one brother, so then a zika exists. But there's more than one brother, so even though it's a mitzvah begadol yavam, it doesn't generate a zika on each and every one. So again, he was choshesh for this, Shmuel was choshesh for the shita Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiro in this regard, so it makes sense to say that Shmuel was choshesh for the machmir review of Rav Muna in our case, that somebody is not allowed to be Gomer as Kula. Okay. Very good. So Tosas points out the Kotar of Bibi Biyad Khadamara Vena Lakhra Muna Shamar Shakhosa Rosh Vachin Alakha. Tainter Khlaksa the Rosh Alakhra Rabbi Surah Damar Khain, Verbiokhan Kai Kavasa, Break Basra, דמרדים שם בתשע תקיעות, בתשע שעות ביום, יצא. ומסיים הסם, תנינה מהכי, מייסי הו, פרח ואמר רב יוחנן, מי שמי שמי יוצדק, שימשה כדי לגמר הסכילו לחוז לראש, ושנה ידידי הדרבי. תק אבסי, שמה מנוע, הלכסק אבסי, מכאן צורך ריק, שעומד באמס ויצב, שמאמתן עד שיומר עם התימר, קדוש הברך ובאמן, יהי שמי רבא. So he extended that from Shofar to Megillah, and even in the context of the Berchos Kriyat Shema as well. So again, you could have been Mechalik and said it didn't prati in all the specific areas, but they thought that there was a general issue here. So Tanur Rashbanan, Tanur Rashbanan Hishmet Ba'a Sofer Osio, so Psukin, the Quran, Akari, Kimitrikaman, Haritargim Yatsev. You're missing just a little bit of the Megillah, a few letters or a few Psukim, so that's not a Quran Alpaz, only problem if you do the whole thing by heart. If you do a small part of it by heart, not a problem. So Mesve Yuba Osios, Metushtasho, Samikuros, So Tanur Rabbanan Hishma Barakori Pasuk Echad Layom Rekar Eskula Vecharka Chachra Oso Pasuk Elokari Oso Pasuk Veilach Nichlas Veis Aknesses Matzatira Shekaru Chatzah Layom Rekar Chatzah Matzir Rechar Rechar Chatzah Elokari Osa Mitchilasa Be'ad Sofa. So again, the idea is that Kori Lemafrei Lo Yatsa. So if you miss a pasuk, you have to catch up. You can't just say I'll hear the rest of it and then I'll go back. So Misnanim Yatsa Yichida Misnanim. So Mervashi says, Nim v'lo nim, tir v'lo tir, dekaru lei v'ani v'lo yadu la'adirei sevara, v'chi midkaru lei midkar. A person is sort of half awake and half asleep and can't really figure out which way it is, but he's not totally asleep. So technically speaking, it's not optimal, but a person can be yotze. Ha'yikos v'darsha magia yim kivin libo yatsas. Hechi damidik ha'mesadev suka psukta v'chasav la ki kivin libo mai havi al pehu. He's still writing it by heart, right? Ela dechasa psuka psuka v'kari lei. So he's writing down each pasuk and then he's reading it. So mi yatsav amrichabal amrichabal bergiyam arav halacha demeomer kula, that you have to recite the entire Megillah. Afilamad demer beish Yehudi, and according to the Da'as Yachid of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi, that you could start from Ish Yehudi or Acharei Dvarim Ma'ilas, we had in the Mishnah, shricha shtei ksuva kula. They all agree that the Megillah has to be completely written. Ala demancha Megillah kamei v'kari lamina psuka psuka v'chasav la. So rather, we must be talking about the situation where the sofer is copying out of a fully written Megillah, and he's just reading it pasuk by pasuk, and we already established seirig and yatsa, that even if he's pausing between the pesukim, it's not so terrible. Okay, so leim mesayle the rabbi bruchana, rabbi bruchana v'yochan asarachtav osachan shalom in aksav. So delma the isrami the isram buyeh. So Gemara says maybe that was just the story, that he had happened to have a Megillah in front of him, but if he didn't have a Megillah in front of him, it would be okay. So kufam rabbi bruchana v'yochan asarachtav osachan shalom in aksav. So he wrote out the Megillah by heart and he read it. So again, how could he do this? You can't even write Oros Achas Shalom in Aksav. So the Gemara says Reb Meir is different. That even if you close your eyes to Torah, normally people will forget it, but he would have the Torah perfectly. So even if he didn't have a Megillah in front of him, we trust him 100%. Only Rabbi Rechamler of Yirmiya, normally, if a person will distract themselves from Torah, they'll forget it all. So we trust you, Rabbi Chananel. So we become called Torah Kula, Rui Shadikav El Picha, Michadim Yusharin Hainat Slav. It's not so different than Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Meir Kasab, so Shasat Chak Shiny. So Rabbi Meir is different because there was actually nothing around. He was off in the boondocks trying to be Ma'aber Sashana, and it was Purim time, etc. Abai Shor the Bei Barchavo the Michtav Tzvilin. These were people who were involved in Safras. Umezuz Shalom and Aksab. So why is it different than Sefer Torah? Come on, Kaitana the Tanya Rabbi Yirmo Mishem Rabbeinu Tzvilin Umezuz Nichtavo Shalom and Aksab. They don't actually require a sirtut, the underlining, like we had Megillah require a sirtut, can be tishal Torah. Tan Rav Yirmiyahu Omer, Mishum Rabbeinu, Tzvilin Mezuzos Nechtav Shalom Nechtav, Ein Sirtut Sirtut, V'ochsa Tfilin Ein Tzvichin Sirtut, Mezuzos Tzvichin Sirtut. Mezuzos does require, Tfilin in this respect does not require, V'idi V'idi Nechtav Shalom Nechtav, my time of the Gemara is bothered by it. Migris Garcin, and everybody knows Parashas of Shema V'ayayim Shema, and Kadesh Shli, and V'yaki V'yacha. So I exuba besam. Sam is sama sikra. Rashi says, okay, it was certain bedayim. Rabbi Ruchana, sikrasa shema kumus is kuma, is something that comes from the resin of a tree. Kankarantum is charka de ushchabi, right? It's a shoe black. Diftera de maliach v'kamiach v'lo opitz the paper had been prepared in a certain way. It hadn't been worked over with walnuts. And niar is machgal papyrus. Ashik seik suba shiris. Dechziv kichzav amichiz manam. Alasev radio minyanan. Asik siva ksiva ksiv hacha vatichta vester hamalka. Uksiv hasta vayamalam baruch. Vayamalam baruch is baruch benaria in the context of writing down from Yirmiyah. So vatichta vester hamalchus. Is called. So again, we borrowed it from there. Baruch and Vinaria, that has to be ala sefer and bidio. That is the halachic requirement. Okay, very good. So we'll hold it up there. I'll pick it up, God willing, tomorrow.